Roger talked to Gordon just before the race.
Does this track present any particular problems for you?
Well, the biggest problem here is that the track is pretty rough, and it seems to be getting rougher every year. I've always liked this track here. It has long straightaways, and the turns are pretty well equal. I think about the best we ever done here was second behind you a year or two ago.
Well, a second to Roger Ward was never a shameful thing on any racetrack. Right now, this battle continuing, and Gordon Johncock, who you saw there a moment ago in that pre-race interview, is the car on the right of your screen, just behind Mario Andretti, who again is challenging Dallin back. This is real wheel-to-wheel racing.
It certainly is, and actually, this is what the kind of thing that made racing so exciting for me.
And there is Johncock passing Mario Andretti. So great a driver as he is, Andretti at the moment seems to be losing the battle with the turbocharged offies. There's the split screen. That was the leader at the bottom, and here the battle going on. Dallin back and Johncock now, fighting for second.
Wheel to wheel right through that turn. Normally the man on the inside would have a slight advantage, but right here it looks as though Dallenbach is not going to give up and maintains that lead.
Wally Dallenbach, and here is the leader, Bobby Unser, in his car number 3. Let's not forget about him. Bobby Unser first, Wally Dallenbach, a name perhaps to conjure with in the future of USAC racing, in second place, challenged, however, by Gordon Johncock, and Mario Andretti dropping back a little bit, but still in the fight. He's in fourth place right now. We'll be returning for more of the Trenton 150 and more of this car, the lead car, car number 3, Bobby Unser. Right now, however, we're going to move on to the North American Gymnastics Championships at Vancouver, British Columbia, and Keith Jackson. Thank you very much, Keith. This is Jim McKay reporting again, along with former Indianapolis champion Roger Ward, on the Trenton 150. Bobby Unser, still the leader, but here is Wally Dallenbach in car number 54, who is in second position. Unser, however, is still the story at the moment. He's held the lead for a long time in his turbocharged Offenhauser car. The young man who has won 2 races in a row is trying for a third on the USAC trail. There's a crash into the wall. Goes Jim Malloy in the turbocharged Ford.
Looks as though he hit that wall with a pretty good lick. However, he's gotten out walking away, so he's not injured, apparently.
Oh, he isn't hurt, but that certainly has brought out the yellow flag once again, and we've had plenty of them today here at this Trenton 150, 150-mile automobile race. Bobby Unser holding on to that lead very nicely as the firemen come out to clear up this debris. Hey, you know what I think they're doing? I think they're throwing little souvenirs to some of these kids in the crowd up there.
Well, of course, any piece of a race car, I guess, is something worthwhile having. Those are pretty well used up, however.
Well, right now, as we take a quick count here, Roger, there are precisely 10 cars left out of the 24 that started. The leader is still Bobby Unser, and we'll be back in a minute. Bobby Unser is still in the lead, but once again, the cars have closed up under that yellow flag. Wally Dallenbach, second, Mario Andretti, third, and Gordon Johncock, fourth. Been quite an afternoon, Roger.
It certainly has. We've had lots of excitement, but certainly had a tremendous number of automobiles dropping out of this race.
Certainly have, and here is the leader, Bobby Unser, still going along beautifully.
Looks as though he could almost breeze home from here.
However, he's breezing home with 3 fellas breathing rather closely down his neck at this moment.
Well, of course, he gets a little lead filled up, and then a yellow flag comes out, and then he has to do it all over again because they get right up behind him.
You indicated, though, he is beginning to stretch it out again. And there's Mario Andretti challenging Dallenbach for second place. Andretti just won't quit. What a great race driver he is.
He certainly is. He's the kind of a man who just doesn't give up. And, of course, as the race continues to progress, the racetrack has gotten somewhat oily from several cars that have blown up. And I think this is an advantage for Mario because the turbocharged offies have quite a bit more horsepower. They have to be more careful. And the smooth horsepower that Ford is giving Mario something of an advantage.
Well, here is the turbocharged board. One of the two of them into the pit. You saw one crash a couple of minutes ago. Now Joe Leonard is in, and it's that fuel problem again, it looks like, Roger.
Yes, I think the engine died, and they have to start it, and they're giving him a fresh supply of fuel.
Battle going on for second place between Wally Dallenbach and Mario Andretti as Bobby Unser is stretching it out in his first place position. There he is. And again, he doesn't seem to be in any trouble.
Yes, he's driving a very smart race today. He's not overpowering anyone. He's just driving the car as it feels.
Now Mario's going to give it another try. Dallenbach backing him off again.
Well, Dallenbach seems to have the right groove going into the turn, and Mario has to back off and get out of there.
Dallenbach knows exactly who that is in his rearview mirror, too, doesn't he?
He certainly does, and that's one reason he can feel so comfortable, because Mario is such a great driver, he knows that Mario's not going to slide out into it.
It's a very interesting point. The great racers are going against each other. They have full confidence, huh?
They certainly do. And there goes Mario. He's made the pass. I guess he got to just at the right spot and was able to slide right on down past before they reached the turn.
Go, go, Mario. His banner still flies high.
Now the question is whether or not Mario can catch Bobby Unser.
That's right. He's got a straight shot at him right now. And you can see how far behind the leader he is. He's about 5 seconds by an informal clocking right now behind Bobby Unser. But Unser does not seem to be going quite as fast at this moment as he was a couple of minutes ago when he was trying to get that winning margin back again. Mario Andretti giving it a go. Roger asked him before the race how things were going.
Well, it looks pretty good. If practice is any indication, I think we should be pretty competitive. Car's running quite well.
I noticed that you're still running the normally aspirated Ford engine. Is this what you plan to run in Indianapolis?
Absolutely not. The reason I'm not running a turbocharged Ford is because there are just not that many. But I plan to go right off the bat with a turbocharged Ford at Indy.
Okay, and Mario Andretti now giving chase in his normally aspirated rear engine Ford to the turbocharged Offenhauser of Bobby Unser. We'll be back in a minute for the finish of the Trenton 150. With a little over three laps to go, Bobby Unser of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is still leading the Trenton 150, but by a narrowing margin over Mario Andretti right here. Andretti closing the gap. It's down to about 2.5 seconds now as Mario in car number two chases the leader. There is the leader, Bobby Unser.
Yes, Jim, actually, Mario has narrowed that margin to about 2.5 seconds, which means he could conceivably overtake Bobby if he were able to keep it up at that rate.
But is Mario going faster or Bobby going slower?
A little of both, I believe. I think Mario's making an all-out effort, and Bobby probably cooling a little bit, trying to be certain he doesn't make any mistakes.
And now there are just two laps to go in this race.
This traffic between the two automobiles will work a hardship on Mario.
Unser, as we said earlier, going for his third straight victory. It's amazing how a fella can get on a hot streak in this business, isn't it, Roger?
It certainly is. Last year, of course, the year before, it was Mario Andretti. This year, it's been all Bobby Unser.
Okay, Bobby being very careful now as he waits for that white flag to indicate one lap to go for the leader. Mario with his foot right on the floor, you can be sure of that. There's the white flag. On the final lap is Bobby Unser. Take something very unusual to stop him now. Half of a brother act. His brother Al was in this race, was well placed in fifth position until he had to pit and drop out.
Actually, many people predicted that Al would be the greater of the two drivers, but certainly today it looks like it's all Bobby.
Sure is, and so far this year that's the way it is. Bobby Unser has just won the Trenton 150, his third in a row. Mario Andretti finishes second, Wally Dallenbach third, Gordon Johncock fourth, and an interesting point, young Bill Bukovic Jr. finished fifth, a promising race driver. There is the winner, Bobby Unser, on his victory lap. You saw him waving to the crowd there. Winning average speed 103.397 miles per hour. Of course, that included many yellow caution flags.
Bobby, congratulations to you. Three in a row.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thought it was too good to be true, but it did happen.
How do you account for this amazing string of successes you've had so far this year?
Well, my amazing string of successes, I think, contributed mostly to my mechanics and the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company for having good tires. My mechanics do the most of it, though.
It looked like a very pleasant ride out there this afternoon. Did you have any anxious moments at all?
Well, right at the last, I started getting a little bit oily in. My engine had so much horsepower that I was breaking loose a lot, and I was running down the front straightaway about three-quarters throttle, because full throttle there, the car started wiggling around too much.
Did you see Mario moving up there pretty good towards the end?
Oh, yeah, I knew where he was all the time.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you again, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
Here's our friend and colleague here, Roger Ward. That's about the story for today. And
well, it certainly is. Bobby drove a great race. Looked as though he could stretch it out whenever he needed to. However, long towards the end, it was still kind of in doubt with Mario moving up.
Well, mechanically, you certainly have to say that the turbo-powered offies are going to be a big factor at Indianapolis. But as far as human beings are concerned, you can't count out a fellow named Mario Andretti.
Well, you certainly can. It looks as though the turbocharged offie is very reliable and it's going to make for great and interesting racing at Indianapolis.
Okay, Roger, good to be with you as always. And that's about the story for today from Trenton.
Remember, by the law.
Today's program, White Rose Corps celebrates its 7th anniversary. We began at Franklin Field in Philadelphia with a live program, the 10 Relays. Almost 2 billion miles and 7 years later, we've ended up just about 30 miles from where we started. This should be quite an automobile race today. Last year's winner of the Indianapolis 500, A.J. Foyt, is on hand. The man who won this race last year, Mario Andretti, is also here. Bobby Unser, the leader so far this season on the championship trail, is also in the field, and a lot of others. Now, working with us as expert commentator, is going to be another former Indianapolis 500 winner, Roger Ward. Roger, what's the most significant thing here today?
Well, I think this is the first appearance of the turbocharged Fords. Certainly, they're going to be interesting to watch, and of course, there's two or three bright young race drivers that ought to be interesting also.
Okay, well, the cars are in motion. And now, high into the sky over Trenton goes the traditional sign that racing is here, the balloons. Here, Roger, is a regular rear-engine Ford.
Yes, actually, this is a normally aspirated Ford. What I mean by that is that it uses atmospheric pressure on which to run. You can see the injectors on either side with the exhaust system in the middle. Now, this is a very complicated turbocharged Ford. That little silver bonnet contains the exhaust system, which actually forces the exhaust air or the exhaust fumes into a turbine, which turns a fan that forces the air back into the engine. And of course, under quite a bit of pressure, it does increase the horsepower considerably. That's the oil radiator standing up there beside. But it's a very complicated system, but does produce tremendous horsepower.
Lots of banners here today. Go, go, Mario. While the cars are moving out onto the track, I'd like to remind you that also on today's Wide World of Sports, you'll be seeing the North American Gymnastics Championship from Vancouver, British Columbia, with teams entered from the United States, Canada, Mexico, and, interestingly enough, from the island of Cuba. Also, we'll have a preview of tonight's WBA-sponsored heavyweight championship fight between Jimmy Ellis and Jerry Quarry. The fight itself will be seen live over most of these ABC stations, with the San Francisco area blacked out later on tonight. Here we go now.
Here we go with the Trenton 150, which we're bringing to you for the first time in color today. On the first row, we have Mario Andretti nearest the camera. He won the pole position. Alongside him is Roger McCluskey. The second row is Lloyd Ruby and Bobby Unser. And on the inside of the third row is A.J. Boyd, and you always keep an eye on him on the start of any automobile race. Right, Roger?
Well, you certainly do. And actually, we've had some fantastic straightaway speeds today. Actually, Bobby Unser went over 164 miles an hour on his straightaway runs during qualification.
A field of 24 cars waiting for that green flag. There's even a couple of the old dirt track cars in there. You'll notice those, they sit way up high. There's the green flag. The race is underway. 150 laps of this 1 mile track.
And Bobby Unser moving along very well. Roger McCluskey got off to a very bad start.
And look at Mario. Mario Andretti taking the lead, and A.J. Boyd is burst through for the third row. And there's a spin in the back of the pack. It doesn't look like anybody got hit or hit the wall, however, and the yellow flag has not come out. Back up in front, it is Mario Andretti. None of these significant cars were involved in those spin-outs back there. As we said, the yellow flag is not out. The race goes on. It's Andretti and Boyd, a familiar sight of the racetracks of America, huh?
It certainly is. Those two boys really have been after it many times.
Car number one is A.J. Boyd. Now back here we have Lloyd Ruby in car number 25 and Bobby Unser moving up smartly in car number 3.
Kind of interesting, the first two cars are Fords, the second two cars are turbocharged offies. So we'll have to see how this turns out today.
All of this a kind of a preview of some of the things that might happen in Indianapolis a little bit later. Of course, there will also be the turbine cars, which are not here today.
Looks as though A.J. Boyd is performing very well today. His car really is working. He's made several passes at Mario, not able to pass just yet.
Boyd, the man who achieved the dream of a lifetime last year by winning both the Indianapolis 500 and the 24 Hours of Le Mans, the first man ever to do that in 1 year or one lifetime. His hand up in the air suddenly, Roger.
Yes, it looks as though he's experienced some trouble, and he put his hand up to warn the drivers behind him that he was slowing down in an unusual spot on the racetrack.
Well, this is a race in which there should not be pit stops, so it looks like A.J. Boyd has had it for today. Mario Andretti still the leader, and there is Unser challenging Lloyd Ruby for second place now.
You know it's going to be a seesaw battle all day long, but unfortunately, A.J. is already out.
Three-car battle at this moment, and they're tremendously close.
Roger McCluskey, who got off to a rather poor start, has moved up in the fourth position, is now moving towards both Bobby Unser and Lloyd Ruby.
That's right. They're the first three cars lapping a slower car already, and a couple of cars have already dropped out of the race, including A.J. Boyd into the pits right now at the bottom of your screen on our split-screen technique. Back to the action. Andretti, Lloyd Ruby, and Bobby Unser, and in fourth position, just out of our picture now, is Roger McCluskey. There he is, really moving into contention.
Bobby Unser has just passed Lloyd Ruby for second spot, and is now taking off after Mario Andretti.
Unser, remember, has won two races in a row on the USAC Championship Trail. He is out after a third, and boy, is he out after Mario. He's got him.
Look at the way that car ran down that straightaway and passed that Ford. It's really fantastic the way that engine performed.
Roger Ward is now moving down to the pits, trying to get a word with A.J. Boyd. The placings remaining the same here. Now let's get on to Roger.
Well, we have A.J. Boyd here, and A.J., you started another season with a lot of bad luck. What happened today?
Well, actually, Roger, the hash shaft broke on the right side. I really don't know why. We've never had no problem, but I guess the car is just getting good traction. Had a lot of horsepower. That's all I can figure out. It broke it.
Well, you certainly were running well. Did you feel like you had a chance to win?
I definitely did, Roger. The car started off beautiful. You raced long enough to see I could go high and low, and it was just, really, it was fantastic while it lasted, and it was just a shame what happened.
Well, A.J., we'll be looking for you in Indianapolis.
Thank you, Roger.
Bobby Unser is still the leader, and we'll be back in Trenton in just a minute. We return to the Trenton Speedway in New Jersey for the Trenton 150, the last big tune-up race before Indianapolis, where Bobby Unser leads the field in his turbocharged Offenhauser. In second place is Mario Andretti. Third place, Lloyd Ruby, and in fourth position right now is Roger McCluskey, who had a bad start but is moving up. This is Jim McKay reporting, along with former Indianapolis winner Roger Ward. Really shaping up, Roger.
Yes, they are. And Jim, as you can see, Bob Young's been able to move away, but there's a spin in turn one.
That's Bruce Jacoby, who hit the wall, and the yellow flag is out this time. Bruce Jacoby in car number 101. Looks like he's at it for the afternoon. Down into the infield, but they'll have to check the track, make sure there's no debris. That's the normal procedure, right?
That's right. And if the car slowed down, maybe we can give him a little run-up. There's one of the cars that was involved in that spin in for an inspection.
Matter of fact, five or six cars have already dropped out of this race. It looks like the attrition rate will be high, even though it's a cool day, a perfect day for racing.
Well, it is, but this is the last tune-up prior to the Indianapolis 500. And, of course, a lot of drivers are intending to be trying things, but they want to see if they'll work or if they'll last. So we might have a very high attrition rate.
Well, we saw all the drivers holding up one finger to indicate to the flag man that they have seen the fact that there's one more lap before the green flag is going to come out. However, how much closing up is going here? How much gap closing, Roger?
Well, actually, they're allowed to close up on the yellow flag. The pace car goes out and all the cars close up. But then the pace car pulls off one lap early, and this gives the drivers a chance to stretch out just a little bit again before they grip the green flag. They come down at racing speed. Of course, there is the green flag being displayed, and they're off and running again.
Boy, Bobby Unser really burst under that flag again. In the lead, Andretti is still second. Lloyd Ruby third, and Roger McCluskey fourth. And look at Unser go.
He's beginning to stretch it out a little bit. Of course, with a man like Mario Andretti after you, better stretch it out while you can.
One-mile racetrack, where, as we indicated earlier, I believe, there was a trap speed time trials of more than 164 miles an hour by that same Bobby Unser. 24 cars started altogether, and at the moment, there are only 17 running.
See how quickly Bobby runs on that back straightaway. He must be attaining very near that 164 miles an hour right now.
Okay, so Bobby Unser is the leader in car number 3. Then Mario Andretti, car number 2. Lloyd Ruby in car number 25. Roger McCluskey takes over third place in the race from Lloyd Ruby.
And has already moved into second place. It looked as though he decided to make his move and is now moved by two automobiles in rapid succession.
He sure did. Roger McCluskey, who had a bad start but really seems to have wound up his machine right now, taking a beat on the leader. He's in second place.
It'll be interesting to see if he can catch Bobby and make a race of it for the lead.
So third place now is Andretti. Fourth place is Ruby. Fifth place is Al Unser, the brother of the leader. Then Wally Dahlenbeck is sixth.
Young Billy Vukovic is now running in seventh position behind Wally and doing a fine job. And there's Al Unser.
No sooner mentioned him than into the pit. And Al Unser, and he is no longer fifth. This brother is out of it while the other brother leaves the field.
So they were looking at the back of the automobile. I believe he also might have broken a half shaft.
Happened very quickly, but here is McCluskey. Gee, he's going good.
Mario Andretti still hanging in there.
Looks like there's some rough spots on this race course, Roger.
Well, there certainly are. Actually, this course, I believe, is getting rougher each year, and I think that's probably part of what's causing those half shafts to break. With all this horsepower and all that jumping up and down and breaking traction, it puts a tremendous strain on the rear ends of these automobiles.
Certainly, it is not atmospheric conditions that are breaking down the cars today. McCluskey now slowing down. It looks like he's headed for the pits.
Yes, he must be experiencing some kind of trouble. I don't see any smoke coming from the automobile, so apparently he hasn't blown an engine.
Boy, they are really falling by the wayside, and this car that had a bad start, then moved up very quickly into second place, is now out of it. So Bobby Unser is again the leader, and again, Andretti is second, with Lloyd Ruby third.
There's a turbocharged sport of Joe Leonard. He's running well back in the field, but we'll keep our eye on him.
Okay, Roger moving over now to try to get a word with Roger McCluskey and see what happened there. But there is a good look at the turbocharged rear engine Ford, car number 9, driven by Joe Leonard. As you can see, no tailpipe sticking out. Roger.
Well, Roger, you were making a really great move, and then suddenly you were out of the race. What happened?
Something in the front end fired up in the steering, Roger. It just started steering harder and harder and harder, and it got down to the point where I couldn't do anything with it, and I just had to stop.
What happened to you on the start?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. This is the first time we've run this blown engine. I think it's just we're not quite right on the lower end carburetion engine. This one's run down there.
Well, you were certainly doing a great job. Too bad you're out of the race.
Well, we're sorry we are, too. We'll be back here.
There is the leader again, Bobby Unser, the young man from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who has really got it going for him this year, driving tremendously in his turbocharged Offenhauser. In second place, Mario Andretti, and we'll be back for more in a minute. Again, we return to the Trenton 150. Jim McKay reporting along with former Indianapolis champion Roger Ward. The leader in this race is still Bobby Unser, the 32-year-old young man from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who has won two races in a row and is trying for a third. In second place is Mario Andretti, and in third place, Lloyd Ruby. Then come Wally Dallenbach. Gordon Johncock is moving up through the pack very well right now. There's Ruby. There's Mario Andretti in second place. And a spin up against the wall there is Art Pollard. And out into the middle of the track, that is not a very good place to be, Roger.
I wouldn't feel too comfortable there. He's waving the cars by. I think he hopes to get a push and get restarted so he can get back into this race. I don't know whether he hit the wall or not. I don't believe so.
But the yellow flag is out again at Trenton. Number 67 in the pits now, that's Jimmy Malloy.
Yes, Ken, this is one of the turbocharged Fords, and of course, it's an experimental automobile. They're putting fuel in. I suspicion that this is going to be a problem with these automobiles. You see, the more horsepower an engine pulls, the more fuel required. And actually, I believe these engines might use an excessive amount of fuel.
And of course, he pitted under the yellow flag because it'll cost him less in the way of mileage out on the track against the other cars that way. Here they come again now, and the green flag is out for Bobby Unser, the leader.
Of course, with that yellow flag, it punched the automobiles again, so this will make a brand new race out of it with Mario Andretti right up pretty close behind the leader, Bobby Unser, and of course, George Johncock and Wally Dallenbach also very close to Mario.
Mario caught in a little bit of traffic right now, however, as he's trying to lap a slower car.
Actually, that car he's trying to lap is young Billy Vukovic, one of the really fine young race drivers coming along, and I'm sure you're going to see great things of him in the future.
Billy, of course. Oh, Lloyd Ruby has his hand up. It looks like he may have had it.
Someone taking a good look through the field glasses there.